So we're very familiar with the following statement, because we say it every single day if you're having a sasfar during Tachanun, and otherwise you're saying it every day of Sichas. And when we say Kel Melech Yosheva Kisirachem, we say Machasidas, we use a line, Meichel Avonais Amay, Mavir Rishain Rishain. What does that mean that Hashem is Mavir Rishain Rishain, and why the double Lashon of Rishain? So really the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, this is a Lashon from Tana Devi Rabbi Shmo. So there is a Marma Komashit. Again, we're not going to do everyone inside, but if you have it, it's definitely easier to follow along. So the Gemara says, Tana Devi Rabbi Shmuel, Mavir Rishain Rishain V'chein Hi Hamida. And that's all the Gemara says. So Rashi tells us that if a person has Mechsa Aveiros and Mechsa Mitzvahs, so Hashem will do a Toiva and He'll take away the first Aveira that you ever did. In which case, so now the scales are in your favor. There are more Mitzvahs Memela since Hashem deducted the first Aveira. Other Rishonim have a different way of learning this Gemara. The Rif has two explanations. The Rambam goes with one of them. The Rif says that if a person is generally an Oved Hashem and he's careful in his observance of Torah Mitzvahs, so if he does Aveiros, so the first, second, third Aveira, Hashem will let it slide because he's an Oved Hashem and it's a mistake. But if he does more Aveiros than that, then things are in question. Where exactly is this person holding? Akapanim, we see that this lashon of Mavir Rishon Rishon is not so clear. And in Pnimius, we're going to see an explanation of this, which is very profound in Mitzvah Shem. One of the things which we do read on Rosh Hashanah, first day, is the parasha of Sarah, Hagar, and Yishmael. And then at the end, we read about the confrontation, the discussion between Avraham and Avimelech. So Avimelech makes his way into the Kriyas HaTzayah for Rosh Hashanah. Avimelech and Pikol Sar Svaya. So let's try to understand in Pnimius what Avimelech is doing in the Kriyas HaTzayah. We have here on the top left corner, we're just going to discuss the first Pasuk. Vayihi ba'isahi vayimer Avimelech ufichol kasar tzvaya l'Avram leimor. So Avimelech and Pichol, they say to Avram, Elokim imcha b'chol asher ata oise. Hashem is with you in everything which you do. Let's come back to that in Mitzvah Shem. So to begin, trying to understand in Pnimius this idea. So we have another quote from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol shana she'ein taikin labitchilasa, meriyan labasaifa. Any year that the shofar is not sounded, is not blown in the beginning, meaning on Rosh Hashanah, so the end of the year will not be so good. Won't be so fortunate. And why is that? The Gemara says, "My time the irbav satam," because the satam was not confused. And many explanations are given to explain that. So we have the Taz. The Taz quotes the Tur, who quotes the Bahag. We don't need to read it inside. You see that it's very, the print is very small. We'll just speak it out. The Tur quotes the Bahag as saying that this statement of the Gemara, that if the shofar is not blown on Rosh Hashanah, then it's going to have its consequences at the end of the year, is not talking about Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so then you're doing what the Ratzon of the Chachamim is. So you can't say that that's going to have its consequence at the end of the year. But what if there's a separate onus? Let's say a person has an emergency and he can't blow shofar. Says the Bahag, the Gemara applies to you. You didn't blow shofar? Sorry. If it was an ones, no excuses when it comes to the shofar. Kol shana shalai, ain't talking lo b'tchilasam, real lo b'saifa. So the Taz asks the following question and says, I don't understand. What happened to the general principle called Tzarkula called Oines Rachmana Patre? So when it comes to the shofar, that we throw that out the window? You're an ones, you couldn't blow shofar? Too bad. End of the year, you're going to let you have it. Why not? Then he quotes the Maril and he says, Baruch Hashem, I found the Maril. The Maril says that as long as a person did not blow a shofar due to a mazid, he's okay. So any ones will be exempt from this very difficult consequence. The Gemara says, "Shein toikel b'tchilasam marian l'basayif." So how do we explain the Bahag, the Chayra? The Taz has a good question. What happened to Tarei Sachmana Patri? So take a look at the Ein Yitzchak. The Ein Yitzchak is Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. Well, over 100 years ago, he was the Gadol Hadar in the city of Kovna. So he addresses this question of the Taz, and he was known to be a big Paisik, but he quotes the Zayar Kaddish to explain and to end for the Kash of the Taz. Amru B'Rosh Hashanah Kol Shana Shein Tekin Mitchila Samin LaBaseifa Mafarish B'Hilchus Gadolus Alav Ikla V'Shapsa Ela D'Ishtilid V'Ansa V'Huva B'Taz V'Hiksha Ha'oynis Rachmana Patri Ayin Sham. So everything we spoke out, he brings here. And then he says, on that pasuk by Bilam, where it says "Vayashes al midbar panav," that Bilam was looking into the distance, into the midbar, to find some type of a maramakum so that his clothes should be chalam b'nei Israel. So the Zayah says, "Ra'ah Bilam the kachak le'em in mashenis akhu b'avimar b'shvela v'nei Israel." When it's bad, why did he say? I mean, "Kama mitzvos atloyes ba'aretz v'beis hamikdash ki kim gomer l'zeh." He found some type of a pasach to make klalos against b'nei Israel because look, they sinned with the chet ha'egel. Now they were draying around in the midbar for so many years. Not only were they held up from going into Eretz Yisrael, but not coming into Eretz Yisrael means that there were many mitzvahs that they were batal, but they could have been mekayim all these years in Eretz Yisrael. There was Truma which is waiting for them, and Bikurim which is waiting for them, and Maisas which is waiting for them, and Yoivel. So many mitzvahs at Tlius Ba'aretz which were waiting for them. And they were held accountable through the Chet Ha'egel, not just for what they were doing in the Midbar, but for all the mitzvahs that they were batal that they could have been doing in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Bilam found to curse B'nai Yisrael with. So now he's bothered by the following question. After the Grumma Potter, why should they be held accountable for that? We know that the call is that a Grumma is Potter. It was only a Gram that they were not being able to become Mrs. Eretz Yisrael. We find many times when it comes to Grumma that you're Potter be the Adam, but you're Chai B'dina Shemayim. So he found a way to try to makalo them in the fact that they were Chai B'dina Shemayim for this Grumma. So he says, but still, Valkane be Islid Ainsa de Lohayukhan Kodakai Mitzvah Kiya Shaifar here too, even though there's an Ainais that you can't be Makan the Mitzvah Kiya Shaifar, which is the question on the Bahag, Zagufa Nakshav the Chait. Where did the Ainais come from? Because your Averis caused your Ainais. You think Ainais shouldn't just happen accidentally? There's just Bimikra that you're supposed to do a Mitzvah and now you can't do it? How come Hashem had it on your cheshbin that you couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah shayif for this year? Ba'ones. You know why? Because there was an avera which was goyim for you to miss it. Mezeo bechlal avera goyreres avera. This is included in what's called avera goyreres avera. Of course, he concludes by saying, not for Shabbos. If you're not blowing on Shabbos, because the Rabbanan said, so then everybody's in that boat. That if you can't blow the shayif from Rosh Hashanah, and you have an oynis, a personal oynis, what led to that oynis? Because you didn't have avera. So just like Bilam saw to it that because the Chet Egel caused a bittul of the mitzvahs of Tlois Baris here too, maybe he said there was something which you did which caused a bittul of the mitzvahs of Shayfar. Avera goreva savera. It's a very beautiful Chiddush, very deep Chiddush. And of course this reminds us of the Mishnah of Avos, Ben Azai Aymer, you have it here in the middle, Mar Makomos number 7. Ben Azai Omer, Havi Ratzla Mitzvah Kalo, Ubarech Min Ha'Aveira, Shemitzvah Goreres Mitzvah, and Aveira Goreres Aveira, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, Schar Aveira Aveira. Now the Gra in Mishlei writes, in explaining Aveira Goreres Aveira, we're not going to read it inside, that every Aveira or every Mitzvah creates a Ruach Mimaroin, which befalls a person, which will encourage him to do more Mitzvahs or to do more Aveiras. It's a spiritual concept. We look at it as like a routine. Like if you're off on the right foot, so then you're going to continue that way. If not, then you're going to head in that direction too. But what that means is that every mitzvah, a person gets a siyata d'shmaya to do more mitzvahs. That's why it's called schar mitzvah mitzvah. It's a schar. It's a spiritual process that a mitzvah comes along with more mitzvahs, more siyata to do more mitzvahs, and the hefach because zelu mezer also lakim. And Avera will create an opportunity for more Averas. That's how the Rambam, that's how the Gra explains it. Now let's try to deepen this idea and expand upon this idea of Avera Gereres Avera or Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah as it pertains to Rosh Hashanah. We'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch, the Maamar Makom we missed earlier, number 5, at the end in Mitzvah Shem. But the Rambam, he writes here, in Maamar Makom number 9, where he defines, he says, Mahi Tshuva. So the Rambam says, Tshuva is Aziva Sachet, and Charata. And then the Rambam writes, V'yoyid Allah v'yoydiya ta'alumais shelo yoshuv lezeh hachet lo'aylam. Then he quotes the pasuk. You take Hashem as your witness that you'll never ever do this aveira again. Now what does that mean? So the Lech Mishnah says, does that mean that Hashem is, you're asking Hashem to take away your bechira? So many Mefarshim give different explanations, try to explain this Rambam. Below here we have the stipler. The stipler writes, take a look at the second paragraph. The idea here is that what brings a person to do aveiras is past the aveiras that he's done. So let's just speak out what he's saying briefly. The Stipler Gaon is telling us that the very first chait that a person does is the aveira, which is gareris, many aveiras. So what tshuva means is that even though a person may slip up and fall back into old patterns again, so would you say that the tshuva is uprooted l'mafreya because he went back to doing old things, old aveiras? No. So where do we draw the line, says the stipler? When you do a tshuva the first time, that it goes back to the shayrish. And the mamela, you uproot the aveira, which is the aveira goyreves aveira, the very first aveira. So that's still called the tshuva shlema because the first aveira which caused all the subsequent aveiras has been uprooted. So if you go back to doing the same thing, if you uprooted the first aveira, so then it was a good tshuva. And now if you fall back into old patterns, so then, okay, so you slipped up again. But it's not like you're reviving and you're bringing back the old aveiras in the middle of the tshuva is batel. If you don't get back to the first aveira, then it could be that your tshuva wasn't such a good tshuva. It all depends on if you go back to the first aveira. So what is he saying in essence, the stipler? He's saying that what tshuva means, and this is what the Rambam's kavana is, shlo yashuv, that the Hashem will be meyid, that you won't go back to it again. If you do go back to it again, okay. But what does the Rambam mean? That you go back to the very first Aveira. I mean, the Aveira, the first time Khalil, the person went to the McDonald's, it's hard for him to break that pattern. If you can uproot, do such a tshuva, that first Aveira, which only Hashem knows, if you can uproot that first Aveira, and you don't have that habshach anymore, of the first Aveira, which is Gavera's Aveira, that's called a tshuva shlema. So we see that even in Halacha, the gedur of tshuva is going back to the aveira, which is gareres aveira. If you can get to that place, that's called the tshuva. And therefore, if a person falls into that aveira once again, panav chadashas ba'olakan. It's as if you never did those aveiras, and then you're starting new. Because there's a spiritual component here called aveira gareres aveira. So we're starting to see how the concept of Aver Gever Sabir fits into the tshuva process. Now turn the page. Now how this pertains to Rosh Hashanah, which is of course the first day of Aser Simi Tshuva and the first day of tshuva. So we have the Ariza. And we know of course that the reason why Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin is because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas, and he introduced the first din to the world. I mean, the first person who needed to be judged was Adam and Chava because they ate from the Eitz HaDaas. So that's why it's the Yom HaDin. There's a Roshim of the very first din. So take a look at the Arizal. The Arizal in the first paragraph explains, and this is in Shaar Kavanos Rosh Hashanah. He writes, Koil in Rosh Hashanah, Hinei Noida, that on Rosh Hashanah, Adam HaRishon was created. And Rosh Hashanah has to do with Briyas Ha'olam, the 6th day of creation, the creation of Adam. And then he writes, "V'hina im Adam Harishon ha'inim na min azivik b'yamahu v'gam min ha'chait v'hayimam t'malil Shabbos hayikol ha'olam as kitiknam." The Rizal says, he lays down a very important yisod, that although we're familiar from Torah Shebichsav that the chait Adam Harishon was what? The eating of the Eitz HaDaas Tavira. I don't want to say even more than that, but alongside the chait of the Eitz HaDaas was another chait of Adam and Chava did, which we suffer from today, and that is that Adam and Chava should have waited until El Shabbos to be together as husband and wife. Because Adam took Chava b'yoyim hashishi, and not Beleil Shabbos, Gevalda Kilkon Olam Olas came from that. And he writes, Inyan Zeb B'Jushenu Lesin, we've spoken about this many times, Lechid Avad Mishon, Avayan Chata Ba'atas HaNachash. But because he listened to the Nachash, Hu Ve'ishtai, meaning he and his wife, by eating from the Yitzadas, and then what? V'HaNachash Bo'al Chava V'Hitol Vazuama, Koidim Shenizdag V'Adam Chava. And then after the Nachash was Bo'al Chava, then Adam was with Chava. Machmas Kain, Yatsu Kain V'Hava Al-Achai Zib V'Adam Chava V'Ravim Tay Bera. Meaning, the reason I'll explain is based on the Zohar, that first the Nachash was Bo'al Chava, and then Adam was Bo'al Chava. But since the Nachash impregnated Chava, from that came Kain, so Kain is considered to be the son of the Nachash. And then Adam came on Chava, and then Hevel is considered to be the son of Adam. So Chava gave birth to two children from two different fathers. That's how the Kabbalah understands what took place. And he goes on to explain that even though we find in Chazal that maybe Adam and Chava were together first, and the Nachash saw, and he was jealous, like Rashi brings it all the Torah, but he says, but the Hachra is, and this he says makes most sense, like Kabbalah, is that first the Nachash was with Chava, and then Adam was with Chava. And then he writes, in the third paragraph we have here, because, how did it come to this? This is what he's wild about. How did it come to this, that the Nachash was Baal Chava, and then Adam made a mistake to take Chava on Erev Shabbos, which was a big, big blunder, to which he goes on to explain that all the Kilkulim, which happened from that, the result of that is that this Ziva, which takes place on Shemini Atzer, is really supposed to happen on Rosh Hashanah. Right, even in the Gan, there was 2 days Rosh Hashanah. There was Yom HaShishi and there was Yom HaShvi. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which like even Eretz Yisrael today, which is considered like Gan Eden, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah. How did it happen that Adam made and Chava made such a mistake that they couldn't wait till Leil Shabbos to be together? How did that happen? So look at the Arizal writes. Because he ate from the Eitz Hadas Tzeivera. Ulefi shechata va'ochem Eitz Hadas Tzeivera. Aveira goyreres aveira. So you see, when you go back to the very first Chet of Adam HaRishon, on Rosh Hashanah, what took place was Avera Goreres Avera. The fact that he ate from the Eitz Hadas Avera was one big mistake. But may even mean a bigger mistake than that was the Avera, which is Goreres, another Avera, which is that he took Chav on Erev Shabbos. Avera Goreres Avera makes its way into the inner workings of Rosh Hashanah, going back to the very first Chatoim. It was an oifen of Avera, Gairiyaris, Avera. Perhaps this even explains the Medrash Pliya. The Medrash tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu approached Adam HaRishon after he ate from Eitz Hadas, he said to them, what's this? He ate from Eitz Hadas. So Adam replies to Hashem, Achalti v'oichel oid. How do you talk that way to Hashem? I ate and I eat again. So we know that eating is also a Lashon Nekiya for Ish v'Isha, like we found by Yosef. We know that Yosef was Adam HaRishon Koy the Machet, and he says that everything in the house of Potiphar is fair game to me, I'm the boss, Ki malecha masher ho'echa, except the bread which he eats, and Rashi on the spot, when Chazal says, that's referring to Anisha, but he spoke with Lashon Nekiya. He spoke in Lashon Nekiya. So you see, Achalti means I ate from the Eitz Hadas. Right? For oichel oid, and oichel oid can also mean what? Lashon achila, I'll take chava. So there was an achalti for oichel oid. There was an avera goreres aveira, because since he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he created a ruach hatama which caused him to do another avera. And that's the fact that he took chava, like we saw from the Goyim. So this is helping us understand a little bit more of the inyan of avera goreres aveira. And now we have to go back to Maver Rishon Rishon. Now the Zohar Kodesh has a very different take than what we saw from the Rishonim in the Gemara. Take a look at the Zohar Kodesh. This is translated into Lashon HaKodesh at the top right, Marmoko number 11. So we don't have to read the whole thing inside. Rav Chizkiya, Rav Yosi, and Rehuda were walking on the way, and Rav Yosi said to his Chavirim, everybody share a Dvar Torah. So Rehuda said, he quoted the Pasuk, Al Tizkalun Avonis Rishonim Mehir Kamunu Rachamecha, that Hashem loves Klai so much that he doesn't allow the Malachim to look at our portfolios, he only does it himself. And when he looks at our dinim, he becomes filled with love and rachamim towards us. As it says in the Pasuk, Rachamim of Abanim. And take a look at the third to last line, at towards the end. V'kevim shenim tzayim lehem chatayim. If Hashem sees that they have chatayim, mavir oisam rishon rishon. Ad shemavir kula milafonav. Mavir rishon rishon means that Hashem uses mavir rishon rishon to eradicate all of our averas. V'kevim shehevir kula milafonav. And once Hashem eradicates all the averus, there's nothing to daven anymore. So whereas in the Niglas HaToyah, Mavir Rishon Rishon is almost some type of a concession. It's okay, you're a Beinoni, you have averus, you have mitzvahs, we'll try to find ways, according to Rashi, we'll take away the first avera, according to the Rif, we'll maybe let three slide, but it's almost like, it's minimal. It's not like we can push Mavir Rishon Rishon so far. Comes along the Zohar and says, no, Hashem Mavir Rishon Rishon, because of the love that he has, he wipes them all away. How does that work? Yeah, everything has to be al pidin. So in the Sefer Or HaChama, which is a Perush on the Zohar Kodesh, he writes, and we're going to skip the first paragraph, but in the middle there he writes, I'm going to explain to you a very deep side, to which he says, I hope that Hashem will forgive me for saying this. That's what he writes in the middle there. And then he goes on to explain the following he said. Look at the second paragraph. He wants to explain what the Zohar means when it says Mavir Rishon Rishon. If a person would never sin, that would mean that he doesn't have a Yitzahara. Well, if he doesn't have a Yitzahara, then he's not a Baal Bechira. So a person needs to do an Aveira in this world, every person, in order to show that he's a Baal Bechira. We know the Gemara says that the Yitzahara comes in first. It has first dibs. So the first time that a person does an Aveira in his life, it's Behechrech. He has to do the Aveira. Because he has to show that he's a Baal Bechira. That's what the Pasuk says, and Chazal explained, that there's no person on earth who could say that he never did an Aveira. It's Machrech that he does it, it's for his good, to show that he's a Baal Bechira. That would mean that he doesn't have any shlita, the Yitzhar on him. That's why it's called a chait, which is a lashon shaygig. Which is the more severe lashon. Because Yitzhar is called chatas, one of the seven names of the Yitzhar. Kanoida lashon chisaron. It's a lashon of chisaron. Ki hatuma nikra chisaron milashon velo yachdi. So the lashon. The inyan of chatas, of chait, means that there's a chisaron in the mensh from the fact that he has a yitzahara, and it's not so much that it's a chait, it's because he has a yitzahara that he is already set up to do a chait. It's not that he wanted to do that, it's part of the bria that he has to do that. It's a mistake. Because it happened accidentally. The first chait that a person does ever in his life is a shaygig. So now he writes, v'hinei, this is what Chazal say, gimel mekames nischasku raglisa v'lenei spaytetu, that there are three psukim in Torah where we find that gives us tremendous strength and ability to stand on our two feet. V'chaminayu v'asher hari oisi k'di'isa b'meseches brochais, that we can point the finger to Hashem and say, it's your fault. There's an idea that we could say about the very first Avera, which we do. We could say to Hashem, this is your fault. Hashem accepts the blame of the very first Avera because it's part of the Bria. In making a person a Baal Bechira, Hashem gives us a Dzar, so there should be a tug of war within a person. So the fact that he has to make a Chait, that's Hashem's Chesed. Which really explains Rashi, by the way. Right? Rashi said that if a person has a mishkol of a meiris and a viz, Hashem will say, I'll take away the first one. As if Hashem is saying, the sarv, that is, the first one's on me. I could take the first one, because I you can understand Rashi now, Pnimius. But he goes on to say, so because of the very first chait, that's the Yitzhahara's Pesachin, that's why Hashem takes it away. Meaning, the Zohar which says Hashem takes away all the Averas is because Hashem takes credit for the first one. Well, if you're taking credit for the first one, you have to take credit for all of them. Because Averas, Gareras, Avera. So that means that Hashem has a chilik in every single Avera. So the way that a Niglas HaTorah would explain it is as follows. Rashi would say, really Hashem only will take full responsibility for chait number one. So he'll take that. The fact that Hashem is a shutuf in the other ones, you're also a shutuf in that. So you have to take credit for that too. But the way Pinyas of Torah says it is no. Ma'aver Rishon Rishon means Hashem takes the first one, but because he has a chelik in all the other ones, he'll take those two. So once you bring into the picture the concept of Ma'aver Rishon Rishon, which is rooted in Adera Gereres Adera, like the Zohar says, that Hashem, based on Ma'aver Rishon, Hashem wipes away all the Averas. Because Hashem has he's a shutuf in all of them. So Mamela, Ma'aver Rishon Rishon, because Adera Gereres Adera. And this is really in the blueprint, in the Teva HaBriya, as we see from the Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Vayeshev. We're not going to read it inside. The Leshem has a whole shtickle on this, a very beautiful piece. Noira Alilas Abnei Adam. The fact that Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim, there was a Mechiras Yosef, that was planned for the beginning. It was a conspiracy. It's a spiritual, heavenly conspiracy. It had to be. And then the Medrash goes on to explain the Chet of Adam HaRishon this way. It says, it's a setup. A man once comes home with a get, he wants to give it to his wife. But he doesn't want to just give it to her for no reason. So he asks her to make him a cup of coffee. And he says, bring me a hot cup of coffee. And when he gets it, it's like lukewarm. Or at least not to his taste. He says, well, this is what you have. Bring me a coffee. I ask you for a hot coffee and you bring me a lukewarm. She says, I thought this is how you liked it. He says, no, that's not. Slams it with a get. So, was he upset about the coffee? No, he just didn't want to be married to her anymore. Naira alila albani adam. So the Medrash says, this is the whole secret of the Chet Adam HaRishon. It was mukhrach that Adam had to be chayte. And really the nisayim of Adam HaRishon was, after the Chet, would he do a good tshuva? That's why the whole avodah during this time of year is to do a tshuva. Because what Hashem wanted from Adam was a tshuva. What Hashem wanted from Cain was a tshuva. It's not the fact that you made the mistake, it's how you rebound from the mistake. So you see that the very first Chet of Adam was Avera Gareres Avera. It was a Ma'aver Rishon. He was machrach to do it. What was the Chet of Adam HaRishon? That's why. The Chet of the first Chet wasn't as terrible as the second Chet. Why not? He told the Mois Tamos to be from the Eitz Hadas. But really, all the tikkunim are coming for the second Avera was the fact that he was with Chava and Erev Shabbos. Why? Because since he didn't do tshuva on the first Avera, like the Kilas Yaakov said, it didn't go back to the very first Chet, so he was still bound by Avera Gareres Avera. And that led to the fact that he was with Chava, and from that comes all the Kilkula. So we see, Ma'aver Rishon Rishon means that he was set up for the first Aveira. But because he was set up for the first Aveira, and every person is set up for the first Aveira, you could say that Hashem says, if you can reveal that inyan on Rosh Hashanah, then you can do away with all the Aveiras. How do we do that? We'll talk about that in a moment. But we see this yisayit for the Rambam, because the Rambam, towards the right, in Ramakah number 15, the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Tshuva, that a person can do so many Averas and become such a Rasha that Hashem will take away your Bechira, like Pare. Ve'chazak Hashem say Pare. He did so many Averas, he took away his Bechira to do any more Averas, which is really a Toiva, that he wouldn't hold him accountable anymore for all the Averas, because it was like an emergency button that Hashem pushed. I don't want Pare to just fall into a place where he mabish can't do any Tshuva anymore. We know Pare did do Tshuva, we spoke about this once before. So it's a chesed that Hashem does sometimes take away Bechira. So you see that the Rambam puts in Hilchas Tshuva that a person can do Averas and he cannot be held accountable for it. Hashem says, I take that. If that's the case, that's a very Hilchas Tshuva Dika Musak. And that goes back to the Chet Adam HaRishon too. It's Shaykh such a Musak that Adam would do an Avera, but he set up for it, Nair Lila B'Adam, but that's a Hilchas Tshuva Dika Inyan. Like we see by Parah. So with this we can explain the Inyan of the Shaykh from Rosh Hashanah. But before we do that, let's go to the Kutta Maran. The Kutta Maran tells us, it's not here in the Maran Mekoymes, but he writes, then why is it that Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh? Hashem could have picked the Yom Hadim any day of the year. So the Kutta Maran, Rabbi Nachman, explains beautifully. He says, because we know Rosh Chodesh is a time that Hashem was Mamayit the Levana. And after all is said and done in Chulin Daf Samach Amid Beis, Hashem takes responsibility for that. He said, it's on me. Bring me a chatas every Rosh Chodesh, a chatas l'Hashem, that I was Mamayit the Levana. That's what Hashem says. So why did Hashem coincide Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Hashanah? That since on every Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the blame, Hashem says, I'll take that one from the fact that I was in Ma'at Levana. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a certain suggestion that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps, that he should be Mekabel the Averis. Just like he takes upon himself the very first Avera, going back to Ma'at Levana, Hashem says, Big Achatas for me. So Hashem himself makes a vidui on Rosh Hashanah. So we also, the way that he puts it is like this. I'm not saying it precise. The way that he puts it is that we shouldn't be shy to make vidui in Rosh Hashanah because Hashem says vidui every Rosh Chodesh. But perhaps, based on what we're saying now, the pshat is like this, that Rosh Chodesh is a time that Hashem takes responsibility. And what we're suggesting is that Hashem should take full responsibility to be Ma'aver Rishon Rishon. But how do we bring that out? That's the sound of the shofar. That's what the shofar says. In the same way that the Or HaChaim said, I'm going to be Megala aside right now, Hashem should be Meicham for putting this pen to paper to be able to say this. Really, it's a sign. It shouldn't be spoken. You can't, what? Who could say to the master of the world, this is on you? You can't say such words to the master of the world. Who could say such a thing? Even if it's true, who can turn to the Eibishter and say, after all that he's given him, knowing the Yichud Hashem, and say, really, you should take this one? That's why the Shofar doesn't have any words. The Shofar is a sound. But you know what that sound says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That sound says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're begging Hashem, we're saying, please, we know your Yichud, we know your Nairali, we would never say to pay Malay, but Nairali La B'nai Adam, Mavri Misham Misham, please take it on you, and you take it. You're the one who should take it. And the other way to explain the Shofar is this, that really the call of the Shofar is that Hashem, it's the call, it's the cry of the Shechina. And the Shechina is saying, I take this on me. That's the cry of the Shechina. The Shechina says, on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, that's on me. And once it's on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who could say anything? It can't be Mekatrik and Kfar Shemayim. If Hashem takes it, that's one thing. There's something you can't say about Hashem, why you do that. He's the Malach, he can do whatever he wants. As soon as the Averis go on to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's nothing to be said anymore. So Hashem is really the Tzadik Yisrael Oyla. Like we say about Hashem, he's the Tzadik B'chol Adaris. You know what, the Derech of Tzadik Emes, that they're Makabal upon themselves, the Averis of other people. Where do they learn that from? They learn that from Hashem. But that's the sound of the Shofar. The sound of the Shofar is either we say to Hashem or Hashem says, it's on me already. It's the secret of Noel El Yadam, the Mavir Rishon Rishon. And that's why it's called Mavir Rishon. It's a double lashon because Mavir Rishon Rishon means that every Avera is going to be taken off. But there's two Rishons. There's the first Avera and then the second Avera. Going back to the Gan, there was Eitz Hadas Avera, that's the Rishon, and there's the second Rishon because it's Avera, Avera, Avera. Because Baruch Hu is Mavir Rishon Rishon. So take a look at this last remarkable from the Lechavetcher. He used to say that the Rosh Hashanah is the cup for Nyar, that it's the head of the year. Why is it called the head of the year, Rosh Hashanah? Because the Gemara has a principle, Gufa Basa Resha Garir, that the body follows the head. Right? Because the head is the Melech, it's making all the decisions, and the body follows the Rosh. But look at the Lashon of the Gemara, Gufa Basa Resha Garir. So it's a Lashon of Gaireres. In the same way that there's a principle in Rosh Hashanah called Avera Gaireres Avera, there's a principle in Rosh Hashanah called Gufa Basa Resha Garir. And it goes on to explain, if that's the case, and he explains the Gemara Baba Basa this way, how you have Rosh Hashanah is how you're going to have the whole year. Because Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh, and the rest of the year is the Guf. But the Guf only follows the Rosh. So if you had a hot Rosh Hashanah that was full of Islavas and Dekas Bashem, so the whole year will be like that. Because Mitzvah Gereris Mitzvah, or the Hepechalida Avir Geres Vera, but Gufa Basa Resha Garir. There's a principle of Gereris which is taking place on Rosh Hashanah. Let's go back to this one Maimakam which he missed from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch said in Hilchos Tekiyah Shofar, Maimakam number 5, it says that the Baal Tekiyah for the Tekiyah to Meyushav should also be the Baal Tekiyah for the Tekiyah to Meumad. Why? Because we say to the Baal Tekiyah, Kol HaMaschil B'Mitzvah Omer L'Gmar. If you begin the Mitzvah, you should also complete the Mitzvah. So why is that in Hilchos Shofar? We find it also in Hilchos Slichos. Right? The Ramah tells us that the person who davens Slichus should also daven Shacharis, or even the Mishabura adds, if he davens Maariv, he should daven Maariv too, Slichus, Shacharis, it's a package deal. Why? Where does that come from? So perhaps that's built into what? Mitzvah, Gereris, Mitzvah. You started a Mitzvah, you should do another Mitzvah. Although it's not exactly his lush, but we're seeing by the Shofar, there's a principle called what? Once you begin, you should complete. You could say even like this, the Mitzvah of the Tkiyas to Meyushah, that's the Mitzvah, which is Gereris, the Mitzvah of the Tkiyas to Meumah. But why dafka by the Shofar? Because that's exactly what the Shofar is bringing out. The Shofar is calling out the Maver Rishon Rishon, Avira Gereves Avera, Mitzvah Gereves Mitzvah. They go together, these principles. So Mamela, we find by Hilchos Shofar, even in Halacha, such a principle. So now let's take it back to the pasuk we started with. Vayhiba Isahi, Vayomer Avimelech Ufichoch Tzar Tzvai, El Avraham Limar, Elohim Imcha B'chol Asher Ata Isa. So Avimelech is a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we say on Rosh Hashanah, Avinu Malkeinu. That's Avimelech. And Avimelech is what? The king of Gerar. And Gerar is Milashan Avera Gereres Avera. So that's Avimelech, Melech Gerar. Avera Gereres Avera. And what is it about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Avera Gereres Avera? So we said, Ma'aver Rishon Rishon, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the first Avera, Kivyachol, so Mela, he takes credit in everything which we do. We can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything which we do. So So Maria, listen to the pasuk again. Vahi ba'isahi. It was at that time, like a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Vayomer Avimelech, Ufichol Sar Tzvai Alavram Limar, Elokim Imcha, B'chol Asha Ata Isa. Hashem is with you in everything which you do. So since Hashem is in everything which you do, because the first Avera was his participation, Gavyocha, and that's Avera Gavera Savera, so with that principle, Elokim Imcha, B'chol Asha Ata Isa, that's called Avimelech, Melech Gror, Avera Gavera Savera, and that's what patters all the verse for Klai Yisrael throughout the year. So Mamela, but there are Chermas, we can add as well, that we're saying, Tshuva, Tfila, Utztaka, Ma'avirin, Esreya HaGzera. The original Re HaGzera is the Chet of Adam Harisha. And that's called Ma'avirin. That through Avera, Gerera, Savera, we could be Ma'avir on all the Averas. How? Through Tshuva. Like I said before, that the principle of Tshuva means to going back to the Avera, which is Gerera, Savera. And that's the principle of Ma'avir, Rishon, Rishon. So Ma'amela, Tshuva, Tfila, Utztaka, is Gematria, Ma'avir, Rishon, Rishon.